gave us some trouble in junior high. But, no, credit to Jace's bunch. I thought they played harder and played more desperate than we did. And we were, you know, and we didn't play great, but we didn't play bad. And yeah. We made just enough plays. And, you know, where we were able to offensively maybe have our C game probably and still come out with a win. So that was pretty cool, you know, when you come out and think about it. That doesn't happen very often. If we're not firing on all cylinders, we don't win a whole lot of games. And so we felt blessed and lucky. And you know, we're going to play a really good game against BB. And we come out and play like we did Friday, BB's going to run us out of his gym.
Well, talk a little bit about that. And now this is a team that is untested. This is their first game of the year, and they're under the direction of a new coach, I believe.
Correct, yes. Coach Jones, he was down at Glen Rose last year and spent some time at Malvern. Don't know a whole lot about him, know a little bit about what he's done in the past. You know, but I think some of the things he's done schematically in the past, especially on offense, really won't carry over to what I feel that he has personnel-wise for this BB bunch. But, no, there's a lot of speculation. We really think we know what they might do and what they could do. But, you know, we didn't try. We spent a little bit of time in scout yesterday and probably covering a lot of things that, you know, may or may not happen. But, you know, first of the year, you know, a lot of teams are kind of going in blind. And we're just going to have to be ready and make some adjustments and really take care of the business as the game flows. And the good thing is we'll be ready for whatever they do. We just got to make sure our kids are ready and know what they're doing and we're all on the same page, that we're getting those things communicated. But, no, their size, they have a big size advantage on us. We're going to have to do a really good job on the boards. And if we don't, we're going to be in trouble because, you know, that first shot needs to be contested, but we can't give up second and third opportunities. But like I said, if we don't get these guys and clean up the boards on the defensive end, we're going to be in trouble. We need to knock down some shots. You know, we missed a lot of easy shots there in Memphis. But, you know, I expect us to come out here and shoot well. We're on our home floor. You know, we should be comfortable a little bit. And, you know, I'm expecting a great ball game tonight. Two teams early season going to get after it. It'll be a good show tonight.
Looking forward to it. Josh, good luck.
Matt, I'm looking forward spending all these nights with you this week or this season. And, again, as always, I appreciate everything that KTLO does for our kids. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was Mount Tom Boys Coach Josh Fulcher. We're going to take another break, come back, and look at our halftime numbers. Right now, Mount Tom's girls up on BB 40-8. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
Here at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad, we're having a Grillabration sale.
You mean celebration, right?
No, Grillabration. You know, Grillabrate the times. And to do so, we're having a big Grillabration sale. Get up to 40% off on select in-stock grills. We carry Traeger, Golden's Cast Iron, Gosney Pizza Ovens, and the all-new Auto Grill. And we're the only Traeger service dealer in the area. So come Grillabrate the times at Big Box Brad's.
It's a Grillabration.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mount Tom's girls up on BB 40-8. Right now, Mount Tom has two players in double figures already. Lake and Moore leading the way with 12 points. Parker Husky with 11 as well. In addition, Jayla Yonkers has 6 points, 4 so far for Bailey Rittenberg, 3 for Sarah Williams, and 2 for Anna McLaren. Mount Tom's had 8 threes in this game so far. For BB, they've got 3 players on the board, Deja Lockhart with 4 points, and Hannah Johnson and Lexi Owens with 2 each. This game's had 1 lead change and no ties. BB briefly led 2-0, but the Lady Bombers pretty much have taken over from there. And what are some of the other stats you got there, Brad?
Yeah, so rebound-wise, Mountain Home is leading rebounds 9-8. Both teams have had two offensive rebounds. Here's the story of the game right here, Matt. Turnovers.
Yes.
BB has 13 turnovers. Mountain Home has one.
That is definitely a coach's dream when you can have just one turnover.
Yeah, and you know, Mountain Home's defense is just – they're all over BB right now and without fouling. I mean, they had five total fouls in that first half.